Hello and welcome to Conscious Footprints on this very almost last day of February, the normal last day of February, except tomorrow we have a special day added to February. It's so fun. I've never really figured out who figured that out. That's brilliant. You know, every 4 years we need to add a day so that our calendar stays correct. Wow. Whoever came up with that idea was somewhat brilliant, I guess, or a very good mathematician, one or the other. So anyway, but today we have a little topic going, and basically it's about fear. What is fear? And, you know, how do we use it? How do we not use it? And should we use it? So first of all, you know, I am using the tools of Access Consciousness. And if you are here today for the very first time, Access has a clearing statement that allows the energy to go back to wherever, whatever was created and undo it. And the clearing statement is right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys, pullvats, and beyond. And if you want to have an explanation of that, please go to theclearingstatement.com. It's really, really, really wonderfully explained there by Dr. Dane here and Simone Millicis. And so if you have any questions, of course, you can also ask them here. But that explanation is done so well that I would like to refer you to that page. Now, I'm using this a lot because it really helps to change the energy, and not just for you, but it can also work on animals. So please know that even animals can make decisions in their lives that can create a limitation, and sometimes even make decisions in other lifetimes that create limitations in this lifetime. And that's why sometimes training can take a very long time if that animal is bringing something in from another lifetime and it's just not going away. That's where the clearing statement can really work miracles. I've seen it many, many, many times. So please know that this is a powerful tool that you can use for many different occasions in your life. Okay. So, oh, I guess we already have a question. Hello, Marisol.
Thank you so much, Susie. I do have a question.
Okay.
I adore you. Okay. My question is, I'll be swimming with whales next week. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you ask me a question to have more awareness? I'm so excited.
What do you require more awareness about?
Communication with whales or nature.
Okay. Okay. But so what if you actually trusted you?
Okay.
You know, the thing is with animal communication and in general, it's all about, are you willing to receive energy in general?
Okay. Yes.
So, you know, and all of us basically have to say yes to this question because we all have specific things that we are aware of at all times, but oftentimes we don't give ourselves credit for those things. And, you know, but as a being here on this planet, we have our very first language be energy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even when we're born, we speak energy. Yes, we scream. Yes, we cry. And yes, we then start formulating words, but if there wasn't energetic communication going on, then our parents a lot of times wouldn't really know what we desire. So mm-hmm. a lot of it is really the energy. And if you are willing to actually acknowledge that you have been using this particular way of communicating your entire life and many lifetimes before that, mm-hmm. then it's just a matter of fine-tuning that gift into words, which that, you know, that is something you have to practice. Nobody can just throw this at you. You just have to start practicing and trust you in the process.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So everything that doesn't allow yes. that for you to have total ease with that, will you just join on creative, please?
Yes.
Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pullvats, and beyond. And actually, you guys, Marisol came on with this excitement. I'm going to swim with whales and I'm really excited. Now, she could have also said, I'm afraid.
I
Why?
am afraid
Because,
too.
exactly, because excitement and fear are often a very similar energy. And a lot of times when we were little, our parents would basically think we were afraid of something, and they would say to us, oh, don't be afraid. And so you misidentified excitement as fear because your parents were giving you a word for the sensation in your body. So how many of you have misidentified excitement as fear? And everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on created, please? Right and wrong, good
Yes.
and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pulvets, and beyonds. Because it creates a similar sensation in your body. So if you're really excited, you might get butterflies, your palms of your hands might get sweaty. You might not be able to gather any thoughts, all that kind of stuff. So then we call it fear. But actually, most of the time, it's excitement. Whenever you ask someone, hey, are you afraid or excited? Most people actually then go, oh, I'm excited. So again, everything that you have done in your life to misidentify fear and excitement, will you just join on creative, please?
Yes.
Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pulvets, and beyond. And also, this whole idea of fear is basically this idea that something will happen. It's an illusion of what might happen. Okay? So it's never really a reality. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong,
Yes.
good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pulvets, and beyonds. And it's really important to really get the difference here, because you could also say, well, wait a minute. So if we look at nature, animals can be afraid. Yes and no, because to me, the energy of an animal that is apprehensive about something or afraid of something has a different energy than when people talk about it. When people say, oh, I'm scared, I'm afraid, I'm this, I'm that, there's a different energy. So, when animals are afraid, it's usually like, hey, I'm about to be eaten. So they're not really afraid for their life. They just know, fuck, I gotta get out of here or I have to fight for my life. But it's not from fear. It's just like, whoa, okay, now I have to do something. For example, when a horse gets shocked by an electric fence, they're not walking around the pasture going, oh my God, I'm so afraid of this fence over there. Oh my God, what could happen? No, they just know when they touch the fence, they get shocked. And so they're like, I better not touch that fence. Nope, you can't get me close to that fence because I know what it does to me. It bites. Nope, you can try and get me there. I won't step there. I'm not stupid. But it's not like, I'm afraid of the fence. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and
Yes.
wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pulvets, and beyonds. And so basically, it's really important for us to get this, because fear, in the way that Axis looks at us, is also a destructor implant. And as seen in the words, what does that mean? Well, first of all, it's an implanted point of view. And it also is distracting you from your awareness. So everything that brings up times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and
Yes.
wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pulvets, and beyonds. So Yolanda is asking, have we misidentified awareness with fear? To me, it's more like we are using fear to avoid awareness.
Wow.
So you're trying to get away from whatever the thing is by now being afraid of it. And so you avoid whatever this might be. And so if you look at that, Marisol, with your excitement about the swimming with the whales, and then you also have that, oh, I'm afraid part. Is it actually fear Or is it something else?
Yeah, I do get, it's been twice in my life I've been almost drawn, die by that. So there's like a fear or respect or acknowledge that I can die in the water.
True. So then you can also ask your body, so truth, are we going to die on this trip?
No,
Okay,
of
cool.
course not.
So then you, of course not, you said. Okay, cool. So then go, okay, cool. So then, hello. So you don't need to hold on to the illusion that something will happen. So everything
Okay.
that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and
Yes.
wrong, good and bad, pot and fuck, all nine shorts, boys, pullbacks, and beyonds. Cool.
Wow. Ooh,
Thank
thank
you.
you.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome. So, for all of you, like when you have that sensation of fear, really the first question you should always ask is this fi fear or excitement? Always ask that one first, okay? And then you can also go into, okay, if you get like, oh, it's fear, which may still not be true because you might have bought it already and that's why you've decided that it is fear and you want to hold on to it because it's so scary. And if that is the case, please now go, okay, so everywhere I bought this is true and real. And everything that this is distracting me from, I destroy and uncreate it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pullbacks, and beyonds. And then you can also say, so all the destructor implant that I was implanted with here, let's destroy and uncreate all that times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pullbacks, and beyonds. So a lot of times what the distractor implants are doing is they're distracting us from our potency. They're distracting us from our awareness. They're distracting us from what is actually true and real. And so basically that is where you want to be very diligent about it and really ask some questions. And there's many distractor implants, and I don't want to get into all of them right now. But really, truly recognize that fear is one of the ones we use a lot. Oh, I'm afraid to do this, so I'm going to not do it now. I'm going to avoid it. I'm not gonna go there because I'm afraid. So, how many things are you afraid of where you are literally just avoiding what could be fun? So, everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pullbacks, and beyonds. Do you have another question too, Marisol, or?
No, so much gratitude. Thank you.
You're welcome. And have too much fun with all that, please.
Thank
Okay.
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I am going to probably butcher your name. Ibetal?
Hi,
Hi.
it's a T Hal. It's like
Okay.
what I said.
You said that so well.
I have questions about my dog. I have a very beautiful dog, French Terrier. And since I adopted her, me and my son, at first she was so calm, and then maybe after a month of, or a little bit more, maybe 2 weeks, month, she started parking and yelling at cars and want to jump onto cars. And I have her 6 years now, and she had the same attitude. And I run many clearings, body processes, and the gift clearings that you give about sensitivity, but she's not stopping.
Okay. So you're saying that she has done this now for 6 years, or did I misunderstand you?
Yes, 6 years.
Okay. So she's really been practicing this behavior quite a lot. Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. So honestly, for me, there is two things to this. So one is basically some training. And for that, I will refer you to our friend, Ecosia, which is my version of Google, because it actually plants trees. So if you go for a search engine, I'm just going to throw this in here because I can. Go download Ecosia and make that your favorite search engine, please, you guys. And let's stop saying Google it. No, Ecosia it, okay? Anyway, just had to say that. But so you can go online and look for some training methods. I personally really like this guy called Will Atherton. He is very fun. He is from England, and he really has a cool way of describing what he does. It's very easy to follow, and he has a lot of free content. But there's many other dog trainers that you could look at. How do I stop my dog from chasing cars? You know, and you will find a lot of that. Now, that's the training part, which you really, one thing about training is you have to be willing to be consistent, and you have to be willing to do it and put in some time and effort with that. And what I also like is to have a bit more of a controlled situation. So if you can go someplace and have a friend of you drive the car by, so you can really really work with your dog with a more controlled situation, so you can check out how far away do I have to be from the car so I can still have control over my dog. How fast is the car going? And you know, you can create the different stimulus in a different way than if you just go out in the road and start playing with it that way. So that would be my training, quote unquote, suggestion. And then the other thing is leadership. You have to be willing to be an energy of leadership with your dog, and you have to be willing to really be the leader. So the dog starts looking at you for leadership. And so that you can then communicate with your dog that this behavior is no longer desirable. So
Yeah.
everything that doesn't allow that times a gazillion, will you just join on create it, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. So body processes, clearings, all this can help to make the training more successful. But in this particular case, it won't just go away because she has been practicing this behavior for a long time. And you most likely have been encouraging it without knowing that you did. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just try and uncreate it, please? Right and
Yes.
wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. So really, truly, you know, a lot of times we actually encourage our animals into a behavior without really knowing that we're doing it, just by our body posture, or sometimes also by the way that we are energetically with them. You know, and a lot of times when our animals are displaying a behavior that we are not sure about, then we kind of retreat, because we're not sure how to change it, we're not sure how to correct it, we're not sure what to do. And so when we are in this I'm not sure place, we energetically pull back. And our animals, especially dogs are very much functioning from leadership. A lot of animals do, but dogs are really importantly always looking at the leader for how to be in a situation. Now, if you are energetically retreating, you're no longer the leader. And so, with that energy, then the dog has to choose what is the correct thing to do here. And for a dog, it's like, you know, if something goes by fast, woo, you know, first there's that excitement. And then there's this like, whoa, I have to bark at this because, you know, I have to protect my person, or like whatever goes on in their head, you know. So, and then if we allow this to become a behavior, then it becomes more and more ingrained. And now it's sort of like, this is what I have to do around cars. So, changing that you can do. Please don't think you cannot change an old dog. That's a lie. So everywhere you bought that you cannot change it, that you cannot teach an old dog a new trick, will you just join on creative, please? Times a
Yes.
gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. Every dog can be taught a new trick, even if he's really, really old. It's just a matter of being willing now to change it and being committed to that. You know, and you have to energetically be committed to that, because in the beginning, it may be something where you're like, oh, is this working? Am I getting through here? Is this successful? Please don't give up. A lot of times we give up before we have success. So please, you know, when you are at this point where you want to give up, please ask yourself, am I doing this in a way that my dog understands it? And if it's a yes, then keep going. You are just almost there. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong,
Yes.
good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyonds. So, yeah.
Yeah. How does it get any better? Can I have another question?
Sure.
Thank you. Also, my dog, her name is Lily. Since a month, she's behaving so weird at night. She's not sleeping. She doesn't allow her eyes to sleep. She's moving around in the house, staring in many places until her knees can't hold her, and she bends, and many times she falls on the floor because she's sleepy, but she's not allowing herself to sleep.
Okay. This is the kind of conversation where it might get a little strange for some of you, but I'm going to ask. So, truth, is there an entity?
Yes.
Cool. So, one of the things that you can look at with that is, so what is your dog aware of with this entity? And entities, by the way, you guys, I mean, entities or ghosts or disembodied energies. So they could be anything really, but our animals oftentimes are very sensitive to them. And you can be too, by the way. But sometimes animals might remind us there is something here in the house that is basically ghosting around. So is this entity something that wants your attention? Is this entity something that is giving your dog a specific energy? Or did something change in your household? Is somebody trying to talk with you? What's going on?
There's many things galumped. Like, there's change in my life. Oh my God. And there's someone in projecting an energy to my dog that you are not welcome.
Okay, cool. So is this particular entity somebody who is trying to reach out to you then?
Yes.
Okay. So is this entity happy or unhappy about the changes you are going through?
Unhappy.
So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyonds. So, is this somebody that died from this lifetime or from another lifetime?
Another lifetime.
Okay. So, what relation were you from to this person? Is it a person or something else?
It's two.
It's two of them. Okay. So. All right. So are they people? What are they?
There is a people and there is something else.
Okay, cool. So what are they trying to communicate to you?
What would it take to have more clarity?
Okay, no worries. You don't have to get it right this moment either. First of all, Kamal actually wrote in here, if you want to know more about this whole entity thing, there's a whole specialty on that called Talk to the Entities. And Kamal put the web link in here in the chat. And there's also many, many things on there that are free and introductions and all sorts of things. So if you want to know a bit more about that specialty of access consciousness, please check it out. And
Yes, I took one. I took a purchase a call with them.
okay, cool. But so the thing is, if you are not really going to acknowledge their presence and their idea that they want to communicate with you, then they often will go through our animals because they can control our animals. And so, are they using your dog right now to basically get your attention? So if you just know that, you don't necessarily have to figure all this out right now, and I don't think we will anyway. But what if you gave yourself the space now to communicate with them or send them away or whatever is required, but be very clear that your dog no longer is involved.
How can I? What? My dog is not involved.
Yeah, your dog is no longer going to be used as the vessel. So basically, if you are willing to really have a connection now by just being willing to talk, being willing to have a conversation with these entities. First of all, you can tell your dog, thank you so much. You did a wonderful job getting my attention, and now you can rest. This is now on me. I am taking this over. I am now in charge of this situation. And you can also make the demand on the entities to say, stop using my dog. Now we can talk. I am aware of you. No longer are you allowed to use my dog.
Okay, great. I am having space. Can that affect the sight of the dog, the eyes of the dog? Can it, if the entities is using the dog's body?
I mean, anything is possible, so the question always is your best friend. So truth is the I issue. Does it have to do with the entities?
Yes.
Cool. So then, if you get that situation basically handled, will the I situation dissipate?
Oh my
Okay, cool. Awesome. How does it get better?
Oh.
Cool.
I'm grateful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Absolutely. And Vicky was reaching out earlier in the chat, and her website is whatdotheanimalsknow.com, and she says she's a dog trainer and you can reach out to her too. So please know there's other options here, and get all the tricks in the book that you can get.
Yeah, I'm grateful for all the contributions.
Awesome. Cool. And then Gloria was writing, thank you. We are pet sitting and have for years. One of the dogs is a Maltese. When I sit to read or relax, when my partner comes in the room, she growls at him. And when he sits, she sometimes jumps down and goes to him. Neither one of us know how to handle this, and she does show affection to him. Yeah, so a lot of times when animals do this sort of thing, it has to do with the idea of territory, and animals can be very territorial. And again, a lot of it has to do with, are you willing to be the leader of the pack? So if my dog was basically sitting with me, and I have a situation or had a situation where my dog would growl at my other dog. So if my dog was standing next to me and I would pet him, he would growl at another dog approaching. And so I played with that for a while just to kind of get a sense of like, what does he respond to? And what I found out for him, the best way was for me energetically to say, my choice, meaning it's my choice who I pet and who's coming close to me, and getting up and moving him. So basically, instead of staying stagnant in the situation, the way for me to change this was to immediately, once he starts growling, get up, move him. So deliberately move him out of the way, not by pulling on his leash, but by really kind of pushing his body with my legs or just with my whole body, like pushing him out of the way and then petting the other dog. And not to go like, so there's the important part is to not buy into any emotions here. So everything that makes this emotional, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. Because when you go into any kind of emotion, when you get angry, or when you're like, oh, you know, this dog, I love it more than you, and all this stuff, like you, that is the part where it gets really complicated. But if you're very clear that this is my house, these are my rules, and this is how we live together, then the dog can be clear too. And so you can let the dog know, no unwanted behavior. So if the dog is laying there and she starts growling at your partner, you have to get up. You have to move that dog. And if the dog is on the couch, I would literally step up on the couch and use my feet and scoot the dog. No, you got to move now, okay? Move, because this is not okay. You don't get to growl at somebody coming into the house. This is not acceptable. You know, if anyone gets to growl, it's me. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. So please, it's very important that you are willing to be the energy of this is my house. And, you know, I set the rules, and my rules are we treat each other with respect. You do not have to love the other person. You do not have to love the other dog. That is not something I am asking of you. That would be unkind. You know, I cannot ask anybody of you to love somebody else. That's impossible. But I can ask you to be respectful. I can ask you to be friendly. I can ask you for all of those things with ease. And that's a possibility. And if you don't like it, then you have to ship out. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. So just be really clear with what you're asking for, you know, and then enforce it with your body, enforce it. We often talk a lot. Animals respond way more to our body language and to our energy than to us talking. The talking often confuses things because we often, when we talk, we will say what we don't want. So you might get up and say, "Don't growl." Well, with that energy, you're not really presenting what the dog should be doing instead. You are literally just telling them, "Don't do that thing that you're doing right now," but the dog is like, well, what does that mean? It means nothing. You know, you have to be willing to say, be friendly, be quiet, move. You know, so basically let the dog know what you're asking for in that situation. And I find it often easier and better not to talk at all. Let your body be the action. Let your energy be the action, and those two combined. And then you see if you're successful. Because if you're starting to try and move the dog and the dog is not moving, then she sees herself as the leader. And how do you dare move her? If she starts growling at you, then it gets really interesting because she really thinks she's the leader and you should be following her lead. So now you're going to be like, whoa, okay, what do I do with this now? Okay, so you have to be willing to then see, okay, how hard is she going to want to fight for her position? And if she does growl, I would say then I would get a leash involved, you know, like other things. And maybe Vicky can help you too with that. You know, what else is required here to change this? But please also here, don't give up. You know, it's really important to not give up and just think, oh, I don't know what to do, so I'm going to leave it alone. No, please don't leave it alone because it can only build up even more, you know, and then you might at some point have a behavior where the dog will actually start lunging at somebody who wants to sit on the couch. because now she wants to really reinforce her position. And those are the kinds of things you can avoid by, stepping in there. And even if you feel like you don't know what you're doing, try. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. Cool. So, Karen.
Hi, Susie. I love this
Hello.
conversation and trying to be the leader of the pack, right? When I visit my daughter, who has a 15-year-old Pomeranian that snaps at everybody, right? So you can't get close, you got to stay away, you can't pet it, you can't get near it, right? And so this last time that I went, I tried to do Caesar Milan's, right? So expand out, right? Have that calm, assertive energy. That was so much work. Now, the dog didn't bite me. I didn't say any words. I just telecommunicated, like ask it in my mind, do you want to go out? Picture him going out. And he just stood there, like not responding, not anything. So I just forced him to go out because he already peed in the carpet and, because the owners weren't home.
Right.
So it takes so much work to be the leader of the pack. How do I make that easier?
Okay, so everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds, and everything that makes leadership hard work for you, will you just join on creative, please?
Yes.
Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. Leadership is an energy. It is not hard work. If you are seeing it as hard work, you might be implementing some ideas of leadership that aren't. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyond. And I literally just did a 2-day class on this, 3 hours each online about leadership. So if you guys are interested in that, it was the first day, 3 hours, pretty much clearings almost the whole time. The second day, we talked a lot about stuff, but still lots of clearings in that too. So if you're unsure what leadership is and you'd like to have more, we have 6 hours of that to purchase if you like. So let me know if that's something you're interested in. But it was a phenomenal class, and because in a way it's like I can't do 6 hours right now in 2 minutes, and at the same time, what if it was easier than you thought? So everything that doesn't allow that times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. So, and you already started playing with the energy, and you recognize that, oh, he is responding. At least he didn't bite you. Okay, cool. That's awesome. Right? So, please, can you also recognize that you had success?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So, everything you're unwilling to perceive, know, be, and receive about that, will you just join on creative, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyond. And for a little dog that gets nippy and yappy, a lot of times it is about being unsure. And, so when a dog learns early on that if they're growling or nipping or moving towards and nipping or even nipping, that that means that the person then retreats and gets away from them. And that is what they are desiring because they're not sure how to even deal with people. And especially little dogs, oftentimes they have that because they weren't ever really truly introduced. Like we put a lot more effort into training our bigger dogs. With our little dogs, we often neglect all of that because we think, oh, they're so small. It's okay. They can get away with it. Even potty training. I'm like, what? Anyway, that's a story for another time. But, we often neglect the little dogs to really show them certain things because we think it's fine. They're so small. You can get away with things. And so again, they have to start making their own rules when there is no leadership. And a lot of times, because they are small, they then have these acts where that created space for them. Because when they're yappy and nippy, people go backwards. And so that means the dog gets more space. And that might be all that dog ever wanted was just give me some space because I don't know how to deal with you. You're big and you're weird and I don't know what to do with you and nobody's ever showed me what to do with you. So yeah, you stay over there. That works for me. That's my comfort zone.
That's cool. Thank
Yeah.
you, Susie. That's beautiful.
So, just acknowledge the dog for that too and give them the energy of like, hey, look, I'm not scary. I'm cool.
So when
And I won't touch you, I won't look at you, I won't engage with you. You leave me alone, I leave you alone. Easy peasy.
Okay. Awesome. So just it standing there and being unresponsive. Do I just stand there with it too? Because I wasn't getting anything from it. But I
Yeah.
mean, what do you do? And that's to change that, or do you just stand there and
You can just stand there for a while and see also, then you start relaxing more. And then maybe the dog starts relaxing more. And then if the dog starts relaxing a lot, it might actually walk away.
Didn't think of that. Thank you.
Yeah. And if you need to move the dog outside and all of that, open the door, give it the chance to walk by you in a big, so it can avoid you to a degree, so it doesn't have to go straight by you. Just show the dog, look, I am here. I want you to go outside, and I'm going to give you a lot of space to do that. Look, here's the open door. I'm going to step out of your way. Go outside to pee.
So, what if everything that they're doing is in response to our energy, right? Is that
Oh,
true?
most of it is. And
Okay.
a
All
lot
right.
of it is learned behavior. So a dog that has learned something will keep reapplying it if it worked.
Okay.
So for this dog, it has worked to keep people away.
Awesome.
So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pull vats, and beyonds. And I know you guys wanted the link to that, and Kamal has been so kind to divert you to my Telegram group because I don't think we have made it into a shop product yet. Oh my goodness. So it's not available in my shop yet. It was literally just this last weekend, and so we haven't made it into an item yet. But if you come into my Telegram group and you ask there, we can let you know as soon as it's available, or you can also write an email
And I
to
just
info.
want to,
Go ahead, sorry,
no, I just
Kamal.
want to chip in also. Yeah, I was listening to the calls, the leadership calls, and even if you don't have an animal, even if you just want to be the leader of your own life, the calls are amazing. Like, it's changing, and like I have to listen to it multiple times. I'm like, what did Susie say? It just skipped off. So as soon as we have it in the shop, we'll put it on a Telegram link. So please join our Telegram group meanwhile, and we'll keep you posted.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yeah, Becky, are you going to ask about your cat? Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, introducing cats into the conversation.
Yes.
I have two cats. My boy cat, Marcus, they're both fixed. Marcus is almost 5 years old, and Miss Kitty is almost 21 years old.
Wow. Congratulations.
And he's been with me since he was like 5 months old, so he's been with me for 4.5 years. And she's been with me for 2.5 years. So she came to me when she was 18. Before she came, he had been fixed just before that, so that was taken care of. I had talked with an animal communicator and asked her, could you just kind of touch base with these two animals and see what they think about the idea of coming together and living in the same household? She was open to it. She had never lived with cats before. She was taken from her mom very young. And he was like, he gave her the picture of like laying together on a couch or something. That hasn't really happened. Cuddling is not. Anyway, he's never been aggressive to her. He, of course, likes to play a lot more than she does. She's an old lady, and she needs extra care. She gets medicine. She gets food in small portions and blah blah blah. He gobbles things down. So there's, I feel tension around the food thing. He doesn't need to eat more. He's good size. He goes outside. He goes in and out. He gets treats sometimes from friends outside. She stays inside. She's very thin. She has thyroid, liver, whatever. So when I feed her, when I try to feed them together, and but sometimes she gets food when she's not, when he's not getting food. Sometimes he's
So
grumpy.
let me hang on, hang on one sec, hang on
I'm
one
always
sec.
having
We
to
can't.
defend her food from him, kind of. And he sometimes starts attacking her. He feels, I don't know if it's attacking, if it's trying to play, or there's something going on there that's I'm starting to notice a little bit more. It's not a really big problem. I don't know if it's a problem. Maybe it's not a problem. I feel stress around the food thing, and he does sometimes as well.
Okay, so question, why do you feed them together?
Part of it is the place and the practicality of the timing of it.
Okay, but how hard would it be to feed them separately in different locations?
When she first came, we did have that. She was eating in my bedroom because she was 24 hours in my bedroom at the beginning to get used to life here.
So why
Apartment's
not
all open.
reestablish that?
The apartment's all open. Closing it off, she takes breaks. She has to go pee. She has to go drink. And that's all in the bathroom. Or, you know, I don't want that in my bedroom anymore. But,
Okay, so what if you started feeding her in the bathroom?
having water for him somewhere else.
Yeah. And it's really only about the feeding time, and you said that she eats more, frequently and all that kind of thing. And so that's okay. But what if you basically had it also that it works for you, and you created a situation where it works for you, and it works basically to feed the cat in the bathroom, and then once she is done with her little portion, maybe you lock her in there for 10 minutes, let her do her thing. You know how long she takes to eat, and then let her out again and take away the dish, and not leave it down. And then oh, she needs another little portion in 4 hours. And you do that and put her in the bathroom again for like 10 or 15 or 20 minutes, however long it takes her to usually deal with that. Like, what if it was that and it was really easy?
It's not really, yeah, it doesn't feel that cut and dry that she takes this long and then goes, she takes breaks, she comes back and eats more. It's just, and she wanders through the house while she's at it. You know, it's,
Yeah, but what if you made the rules for her? Hey, if you want to eat, these are my rules. I'm sorry. If you don't want to eat and you want to die, that's okay too. You can die now. It's fine. You've had a long life.
she has, yeah.
So what if it was also including you in the equation? This cat does not have to run your household. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pull vats and beyonds. And I'm not saying don't care for the cat. No, do care for her, but it also has to work for you. You cannot be acquiescing to this cat 24/7. And
I
if
don't
she
feel
wants
I'm
to
home.
eat, make it a rule. Hey, look, you get a fresh little dollop of food 4 times a day. These are the times. You have 15 minutes to eat it. If you don't eat it, it goes away, and then we'll try again 4 hours later.
I'm gone for 8 hours sometime, or you know.
Whatever works, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Okay, well, I can try that.
And if it's actually an issue and you need to leave the food out, then close her in the bathroom with the food. So all your resistance to all of this, making it easy, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pull vats and beyonds. If you are looking at this as a punishment, as a struggle, as this is unkind, this is horrible, I shouldn't do this, guess what? The cat is going to act exactly like that. It's going to make you feel guilty 24/7. Everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, spurs, pull, vats, and beyonds. But one thing is also pretty sure, like a 21-year-old cat sleeps a lot.
She does.
So what if you could create it so that she has an area, and if it's your bathroom, great. If it's some other room, maybe you have something else that you can make into a space where she can sleep, poop, and eat, even while you're not there. But the other cat is neither going to bother her, not going to have access to all this food supply. Because the other thing is, if the other cat eats it, then it's gone anyway. So
Right.
then it's the same as if you took it away.
Right.
It's not going to stay there anyway. So everything that brings up times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pull vats, and beyonds. Because your male cat is not going to walk around and say, oh, I should leave the food for my older kitty sister.
Right. And
No.
I have a lid that I put on it sometimes. But when she's eating, I always have to be aware because she walks away and then he's over there. You know, if I'm distracted, then it's gone before I realize it sometimes.
I would really look at how creative can you be to have it so that this is easy for you.
Yeah.
And everything that doesn't allow that times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pull vats, and beyonds. So it's really one of these things where please be aware that you are part of this whole household. It's not about making it right for the cats. It's about also you. So everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive how you can set this up so it also works for you, will you just join on creative, please? Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pull vats, and beyond. And it has to be something where you feel comfortable. When I first got Charlie, my dog, he was about a year old, and my cat was, I think she was 19 at the time when I got him, or 20. So she was a little bit, frail and not really that fast anymore. And Charlie was looking at her sometimes like, this could be maybe something fun to chase or maybe even kill. And, I made it very clear to him that that was not an option, but still, I did not trust him when I wasn't home. So when I wasn't home, I made sure they were separate. I was not going to chance it. I was not going to trust that he would do the right thing if the cat walked in front of him. So you have to make it so you're comfortable too, and you know that you're doing it so that it works for you also, not just for them, also for you. So everything that doesn't allow you to have you be part of the equation, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pull vats, and beyonds. This is so important, please, guys. You're not your animal slaves. It's not about that. Animals do have requirements and needs, and when you are living with them, please look at, am I fulfilling these needs? Some animals have more needs than others, and sometimes we're not capable of fulfilling these needs. Those are the times when you have to look at, okay, how can I fulfill this need, even if it's not me personally who can do it? Who else can I entice or employ to do this for me? Or maybe this animal is not for you if you feel like you're constantly trying to fulfill your animal's needs and you're not really able to. Maybe then it's time to separate. Maybe this wasn't the right fit. Maybe you guys are just not really, working together, because you and the animal have to be in the equation, because you're not supposed to be their slave. Your life shouldn't revolve just around the animals. No, it's like you included them in your life to actually enhance your life, not to make it more difficult. So please, if you can change anything to have more joy again with your animals, please do. And everything that doesn't allow that times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pull vats, and beyonds. So, Becky, how's that feeling right now for you?
Better. Still not exactly sure how we'll figure it out, but but yeah,
Yeah.
it's an
I
idea I
mean,
hadn't thought of. When I was traveling recently, I went to Foundation on Tenerife last week. I was away for almost a week, and the longest I'd been away since I had the cats. And friends were here while I was gone. One lady stayed here for like 5 days, and she ended up, I think, feeding him first and sending him outside. I don't know how she got him to go. He decides when he wants to go out, kind of thing, but somehow she got him to go outside, and then she'd feed the girl cat, the old one. So that was what worked for her.
well, cool. See, so you can
I have
see
a different
other.
system, but maybe I can combine the systems. So
Yeah. And you know, so, but you can see there are other possibilities. So just allow yourself to keep asking, hey, what else can I do here? What else would actually work?
thank you.
Yeah,
More
you're welcome.
possibilities.
Perfect. Yeah, Virginia.
Eu preciso de tradutor.
Ok, awesome.
Ok. Eu tenho uma Shih Tzu, Aika,
Ok.
e ela tem, desde que ela nasceu, ela teve alergia no corpo. E aí, sempre em função de veterinário, tem que. Tá.
So I have a Shih Tzu, Aika, and since she was born, she had some allergies in her body, and I took her to the vet.
E quando ela está próxima de ficar bem boa das alergias, ela volta de novo, como agora. Ela começou a ouvir a chamada e já começou a coçar e a morder e a machucar o corpinho.
Aí.
Tá.
And when she's like almost getting better with the allergies, she goes back to it. Like she started listening to the call now, and then she started itching and biting.
E o que eu posso fazer para que ela machuque menos o corpo, né? Não traga tanto essas intensidades, vou chamar assim, porque tá, a sensação que eu tenho é que está aparecendo no corpo dela e no meu também.
So what can I do for her to have less of these intensities? So just put it like that. And the feeling is that she's bringing it to her body and also mine.
Yeah, thank you for this question. The whole thing with allergies and body stuff is something where a lot of times the medical profession has a really hard time figuring out where it's coming from or why our animals have it. And the same with people, really. A lot of times allergies are something that, medically speaking, are not the easiest thing to deal with. And so what I over the years have heard Gary and Dane talk about a lot is to also ask, is your dog a healer? In other words, is your dog healing someone or something? Yes, so she's nodding yes. Okay, cool. And so is it a person? Is it another animal? Is it more than one? Is it the earth? What sort of is reading as the predominant energy?
A sensação que eu tenho é que ela está tentando curar, primeiro me curar e depois as pessoas, a minha família, né? As pessoas que moram aqui, meu marido e a minha filha.
The sensation I have is that she's trying to heal me, and also the people who live here with me. So my husband, my quem mais que mora com você? Seu marido?
Filha.
Você tá no mesmo. My husband and my daughter.
Yeah, okay, cool. So,
Sim, aqui.
it's okay, Juliana. I know it gets complicated sometimes. Thank you. So, for in that situation, one of the important things is if your animal is healing someone or something, the important thing is not to try and stop it and not to try and feel sorry for it. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on Credo, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. So be the energy of acknowledgement with your dog. Really, truly acknowledge your dog for everything that it is capable of, for everything that her body is doing and she is doing to assist you. And don't try and stop it. Again, this is not about trying to control this, but to really acknowledge it. And sometimes that requires a little bit of diligence on your part to truly acknowledge it without any agenda. So you cannot have the agenda, oh, if I acknowledge it, she will stop. The acknowledgement has to be really truly coming from you, and you have to be willing to energetically really be there with it. It can't just be words. It has to be something that you are being as an energy. So this acknowledgement of her. And then you can ask her to only work on bodies where the bodies and the being desire the change. So you're going to educate her to only work on bodies where being and body are desiring change. And everything that doesn't allow that, times a gazillion, will you just join on Creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. So that's the important part of all of that. And then you can also ask what body process might be assisting in this situation. And you can just put your hands on her and ask for the energy to be the contribution that will assist. And you can also look at there are other vets that work more with holistic approaches like homeopathy, or it doesn't even have to be a vet, you know. There's people too that work with this kind of situation from a different approach, and maybe see if there is something that her body's asking for. You can ask her body, body, do you require any assistance here? And you can ask energy work, remedies, allopathy, like whatever it is. Okay, you want to ask the dog's body, please, not the being, but the body. Talk to the body and ask it what else it requires, and then just see which direction it pulls you. And it might be something you don't know, like it may be some method or something you don't know, like you don't have the information in your head. So then just when it's just an energy and you don't know what it is, just ask the universe to show you. And it will guide you to whatever it is. Okay. Cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the question. Yay, guys. Well, Vicky is also saying one of the things my holistic vet suggested is to give local honey every day. And then of course be in the question of how much and how often. Honeybees, because they are traveling all over, every different flower and everything that is in your region, with the pollen that they collect, they sometimes also, it can be a huge contribution to us. But that is mostly if the allergy has something to do with basically plant-based, you know. Yes, of course, they also, you know, collect some dust and all that. But if it's based on something completely different, the honey may not work. But honey can be a great way to do that, absolutely, also for people. But it has to be local. You can't buy it from far away. So finding somebody locally who has their bees literally in the area where you live, that's the important part of it. So like Vicky is writing, you know, local, so it's not coming from another part of your state even, because that won't work. And again, you know, ask your dog's body if the honey would be a contribution, and it might be a yes. And again, ask, you know, what else is there, something else missing here? What else can I contribute to your body energetically or otherwise? What is required? And let the universe show you. Usually those things will pop up, you know, somebody will talk about something and you'll be like, oh, that's what I was looking for. What is that? What are you talking about? explain it to me, and then all of a sudden you know, oh, this is what I require for my animal. And these things will show up. It's really fascinating how that works. I had a cat that had this really strange disease, and it just wouldn't go away, wouldn't go away. And the vet actually wanted to put her to sleep. And then I overheard someone talk about something. It was a supplement, and I literally was jumping over there and said, "What is this stuff you're talking about?" And they were like, "Oh yeah, bleep, 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 bleep." And I was like, "Ooh, can I give that to my cat?" And they said, "Yeah, we think so." So I got the supplement, and this is the same cat that died when she was 22, and she had this disease when she was one. So she outlived that one. I just want to say the universe often gives you information, and even if you, I didn't know this thing even existed, the supplement before, but I was just in the question, what is required here? What else can be making a difference? And the universe will support you. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on Creative Please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. Cool. So thanks everybody for being here. I'm really happy that you guys were here. Thank you for your awesome questions and contributions. Thank you, Juliana and Cesar, for translating. I really adore you guys. I don't know how you do it, but you're amazing. And yay, we'll see you next time. And please, like Kamal said, get on the Telegram group if you want to be more in touch with what's upcoming and what's going on. And yeah, and other little inspirations and all kinds of stuff. So thank you so much. Appreciate all of you. And see you next time. Bye, everybody. Ciao.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.